This is Theodore Kerr interviewing Hunter Reynolds at the Fales Library in New York on August 10th for the Archives of the American Art Smithsonian Institution, card number one. Hunter, I wonder if we can start by just telling me where you grew up, the name of the city, and your first memory.
Well, I was born in Rochester, Minnesota, and we moved around quite a bit in my first few years. My father was a Minnesota Viking football player, so that's why I hit the road there in Rochester, and he ended up going, becoming a, back then there was a dual league, football league, that he was not quite good enough for the Vikings A team, so he went off to a secondary professional team. He got signed to the Florida Gators, and we ended up in Jacksonville, Florida, and then moved around a few times there and ended up finally in West Palm Beach. And that's where I stayed until I was 15. First memory, I have a lot of memories from very, very early in my childhood because there were quite traumatic things that happened to me. So some combination of really early memories, you know, which manifested as dreams. My mother in a postpartum depression when I was 6 months old severely burned me with scalding hot water. And I remember a lot of that experience, especially the healing part of it, which happened, you know, luckily I was, when people see my skin grafts and doctors see my skin grafts, they go, how old are you? Because from 1959, 1960, I just happened to be at Rochester, Minnesota, where I was born. The Mayo Clinic is there, and they were on the forefront of burn technology. So my skin grafts are really good, and and my first memories of life are the healing process of that. Quite a traumatic event.
In your home or in the hospital? Or
no, in the home. So I don't remember the actual burn. I think the memories, you know, I was 6 months old when it happened, so it was kind of this, you know, you do have psychic, visual, physical memories, and you can, and they started manifesting as dreams later as a child, and I had reoccurring dreams that were like very intense, and then I was able to go back and put together a timeline history of my early childhood through my grandparents, through, because the chaos and traumas didn't end, you know, that was just the first one, but it was continual for the first 7 years of my life. So, but the vision, the real memory was that when I was healing, you know, my mother, they didn't know, you know, my mother was alone, and she told me a story about it that I believed until I was like 25. And then finally I started questioning this story because it was my fault that I burned myself. And her story was, she was cooking dinner with an electric skillet, and I was in a bassinet on the floor under the stove. Hello? And I pulled the cord down on myself. So that story I believed for many years. And then I was just like, what? No. No, that could, first of all, even if that was true, why was I down on the floor under the fucking, like, how could that happen? So, and then what happened was two women came into my life, my grandmother on my father's side, and